Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. A major international study has found that Ireland's 10-year-olds are still outperforming most of their peers internationally when it comes to reading. The Progress in International Reading Literacy Study, PIRLS, is one of two reports published today, both of which present a very positive picture of achievement among primary school children here. 300,000 children across 57 countries undertook literacy tests, with the scores received by pupils here placing them among a small number of the highest achieving countries. Dr. Emer Delaney from the Educational Research Centre and author of the PIRLS study joins us in studio. Very good afternoon to you and welcome to the News of One, Dr. Delaney.
Thanks very much.
Now, as I say, we're still outperforming most of their peers, or they are, the 10-year-olds. So this is a consistent pattern.
This is a consistent pattern. So PIRLS is a study that takes place every 5 years. The previous cycle was in 2016, and at that stage, pupils in Ireland performed very well in an international context. The same is true in 2021. Now, we do have a caveat with this cycle because testing took place during COVID. Pupils in a few countries, including Ireland, had to move their testing from the end of fourth class, which is when it would usually happen, to the start of fifth class. So our pupils were a bit older on this occasion than pupils in some other countries and also than our own pupils in previous cycles. And what we expect is that our pupils did a little bit better at the start of fifth class than they would have done at the end of fourth class. So there is that caveat there, but we think there's still enough evidence to strongly suggest that reading, overall reading achievement in Ireland has remained at least stable since 2016.
On that, there wasn't a COVID impact.
Well, I suppose we have two snapshots here. We have a snapshot from 2016 and a snapshot from 2021. So we don't really know what happened in the intervening period. We don't know whether it remained completely stable through that time or whether perhaps there was an increase pre-pandemic and a drop back to 2016 levels afterwards. We just can't say what the path was, but it certainly looks as though reading performance after COVID is similar in Ireland to reading performance in 2016.
Are there differences between boys and girls? Is there a gender pattern here?
So in most countries, in most of the 57 countries that took part, girls outperformed boys in reading. And this is what we've seen in previous cycles as well. This was also true for Ireland. Ireland's gender gap is on the smaller side in an international context. It's 11 points on the PIRLS scale, which is not huge and is very similar actually to the magnitude of the gender gap we saw in 2016. So again, no real change there in the difference between girls and boys' performance.
And what about as between children from disadvantaged backgrounds and those from other backgrounds, between, well, DESH and non-DESH schools, I suppose, is one way to measure it.
Yes, so we looked at this both in the PIRLS report and the other major study on, for which two reports are released today, Ireland's National Assessments. Also, one of those reports is focused specifically on urban DESH schools. And in both the studies, what we found is that pupils in urban DESH schools perform significantly less well than pupils in non-DESH schools. And that's also what's been found in previous studies. Now, there is no real evidence of a widening gap since previous cycles of the two studies. So again, that gap seems to have remained more or less similar. But there's definitely scope there to focus on.
I mean, I don't know if the study goes into this, but can you say how important the home background is, for example, in encouraging reading and literacy as opposed to the school? What's the significance of that balance of input, if you like?
Yeah, we will be doing further contextual reporting that'll look at that in detail. But certainly from previous cycles of PIRLS and other studies, we know that home background factors are associated with reading performance. So having books in the home, having parents who engage in reading, who like reading, these are all associated with higher reading achievements.
So the challenge here, or if you like, the lessons to be drawn from this are to do more to assist children from disadvantaged backgrounds, I presume.
Maybe
to do something on the gender difference, even though it's small. You say?
Yeah, I think probably within Ireland, the gap based on socioeconomic status is the key one here. And that applies both at school level, looking at DESH versus non-DESH. And in PIRLS, we also looked at individual socioeconomic status. And again, there's a gap, a big gap between the pupils who are most privileged and those who are least privileged in terms of their reading achievement. So I think that does need to be an area of focus.
And just some advice to parents who want to, keep the good work going.
Yeah, well, I think what we're seeing actually in PIRLS is that there is a lot of reading taking place in Irish homes. This has also been the case in previous cycles, and I'd say it's really important to keep that going. In terms of early literacy as well, before children start school, it's very important to read with children, to talk about books and texts with children. And what we sometimes see there, actually just in relation to the gender gap, is that parents might be more likely to do this with girls than with boys. So it would be important just for parents to kind of be aware of that themselves and make sure that they're engaging in literacy with all young children.
So nurture, not nature, perhaps.
I'd say, yeah.
All right. Dr. Eimear Delaney, thanks very much indeed for that.